Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the show. On behalf of Disciple City, I'm Todd Carlton, and this is the Toddcast. Friends, we are on YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the notification bell so you can find out when the latest episodes drop. We're on 18 different streaming platforms. Share those with your friends. And of course, we're on socials, Facebook and Instagram. And friends, Disciple of City exists to equip Christians with simple tools on how to share the gospel and become disciple-making disciples. And for more information on that, you can check out our website at discipleofcity.ca. You can also check out the Toddcast website at thetoddcast.ca. There's a direct link in there to the latest episodes, some behind-the-scenes footage, and you can see our staff as well. Guys, today we are at Disciple of City's Behold Conference, our very first conference in November of 2025, and our whole staff is here, executive producer Caden Carlton and media relations Sheila Juti. And today we have the opportunity to talk to Jacob Walda from Timothy Generation Ministries. Jacob shares his testimony in season 2, episode 3 of the Toddcast way back, and back before that, Bill Prankard in season 1, episode 22, shares his vision on Bill Prankard's Evangelistic Association, how him and Jacob got together, and now Jacob has taken over as Bill steps into retirement, and Jacob gives us an update today on what is actually happening with that and with his ministries. So let's hear from Jacob. Jacob.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, really good. I saw my name on the clappy thing at the beginning as Beloved, so I'm thankful to be with you again.
And you.
Thank you.
Jacob, thanks for, I know we're here at the Behold Conference. It's a busy, tight schedule. Actually, you just got off from emceeing that session, which was great. Mm-hmm. So, you know, tight timing, but just really wanted to spend more time with you and just hear about what's going on in the ministry since we last spoke.
That was a few years ago now, wasn't it?
It was a few years ago, yeah, where you shared your testimony, but you also shared about how you met Bill and how that whole thing started. And so I thought, you know what, it'd be great to hear mm-hmm. where you guys are at today.
Yeah. So since then a lot has changed. If not, everything has changed. My wife and I moved to a new town. She started on staff at a church in Belleville area. So we moved there and God has just opened the door to be a blessing to another family there. Can't say too much about it, but enough where we've got these precious two kids that we get to pour into and kind of become parents too. So that's been a huge gift. And we're part of a great church. My wife's the assistant lead pastor. So her pastors are kind of semi-retiring, I guess you could say, and stepping on the road. So she's been just building that for the last couple of years, growing, developing, getting ready to lead a small town church, which has been amazing. And we bought a house, and then we bought another house, and then sold that other house and went through a lawsuit. So a lot of things in private life. And then on top of all that, we went through some really significant changes in the ministry. And at the end of 2024, Bill and I did a passing of the baton for leadership. And shortly after we did that, Bill met this guy, JC Church, in Florida. And he said, Bill, do you know about the Fly Zone? And Bill's like, well, no, he never ran track. He doesn't understand anything about sports. The Fly Zone in relay race is the sweet spot where the first guy who's running is running as fast as he can. He's not slowing down. He's not giving up. He's going full strength. And the other guy who's going to get the baton has to run the same pace. So they're matching pace. And they hand the baton while the other guy still has some juice left and the other guy has his legs ready to run. And that's called the Fly Zone, where they pass the baton. And Bill really felt that we were in that time where I'm running at the pace that I can run at. And Bill was running where he still had some left to give. He's not dead, dying, or done. He still had something to give. And so we passed the baton in the Fly Zone last year. And I've been leading the ministry. We changed the name. For one reason only, and it's that I struggled to change my name to Bill Prankard. And so it's hard to have Bill Prankard Evangelistic Association without Bill Prankard. And I really wanted it to be a generational name that we could pass on to the next Timothy in the years and years to come and so on and so forth. Kind of like how Christ for All Nations stayed the same with Daniel Kalenda after Reinhard Bonnke had passed away. And so that was really the only reason we did it. Bill's been very active in the ministry. We've seen great changes in the work up north. And we're actually planting the community that you were in now yet. We're actually developing a Bible training school. And so we just had our project manager come back last week, and we're doing a second story in that church. I'm going to redo the whole first floor, and the top story is going to be, you know, bedrooms, bathrooms, and all that jazz, kitchen, and then in the basement or the bottom area is going to be the church, and then that's where the training center is going to happen. So right on the Arctic Circle, we're going to be training Inuit to be evangelists, pastors, teachers, apostles, and prophets to go back and minister to their community and make disciples. And then we've got our teams going, and that was what you have been involved in. That's what we had shared about. And our teams are just regular Christians. Just there. Some of them are full-time ministry. Some of them are in secular vocational jobs. Some of them are like stay-at-home moms who've just come and been a part of it. And God's brought people from Canada and the U.S. We just had an amazing woman from, I think, Minnesota is where she was from. And God spoke to her about another community. And she was like, well, God, what do I do with this? I don't even know where this is. So she looked on a map and saw that it was in Nunavut, and then was watching the Copelands when Bill and I were there, and heard about the work we're doing up north. And so she reached out to our ministry, fantastic leader, but she really has a heart for the high Arctic, like north of where I've ever been. And so it's Kugaluktuk is the name of the community. And so that's been great. And so we're seeing the teams grow, and we're seeing the impact that they have grow. And then we've continued to do our hope and healing meetings. So traveling around the country and seeing people healed and touched. And it was cool. I just had a woman Sunday come up to me super casually after service and was like, you prophesied over me. I was like, yeah. And she goes, that I'd have strong bones. And I was like, yeah. And she goes, well, you don't know this, but I was in a car accident last year and I've been in pain ever since. And I was like, okay. And then she just left. So the pastor's like, hey, come back. So what happened? And she goes, oh, I got healed. And then walked away again. So even in the prophetic, it wasn't that I was saying that she was going to get healed. It just, God just sovereignly is moving, and we're seeing people healed. We're seeing people touched by the power of God. We started a podcast called the Timothy Podcast, and not to compete with the Toddcast. It's a different vein. Yeah. And the vein of that is to take the voices of church leaders and to introduce them to the next generation. And then my wife has a teaching gift. And so we want to teach people about some of the complex or maybe confusing areas of life and of the Christian faith. And one of those, like I always use the example with Heidi Baker, we talked about soaking, right? And in soaking, it could be viewed as a new age, you know, kind of term, and it's demonic and wicked and all these other things. But really, if we use different language, it would just be abiding, right? It's abiding in the presence of God. It's shutting everything out and turning your eyes towards him. And so what we've tried to do is with all of our guests, you know, we have these kind of deeper conversations. And then in the podcast episodes in between, my wife and I are teaching on some of these more complex and complicated issues so that we can help people understand that what they're saying isn't just something they're just throwing at us or just making up, or they had an experience that wasn't biblical, but that people themselves can experience what they're experiencing and that people can learn how to have that for their own life. So that's been great. And then we just filmed a pilot episode for television, which was a huge kind of leap of faith. And so there'll be more on that to come. And what else? Oh, yeah. In the middle of all that, Bill has made the decision after 53 years to retire from traveling ministry. So he's not retiring from ministry. He'll still be on our stuff online and social media and probably on television at some point. But has just decided that after 53 years of traveling, he said, you know, his insides feel 35, but the rest of him is 81 with original parts. And those original parts have a lot more miles than the typical person. And so his body is just tired. And so his body needs to rest. And so we made the decision. His last trip was in Naples, Florida. It's paradise in America.
That's a good way to
end. And healing service was the last thing that he did. And it was amazing. And he said yesterday in a phone call, he goes, I feel like I was at my funeral already, because it was great. And one of the things that I've come to appreciate over the years, not just with Bill, but probably in the last 10 years, is so often we wait to say good things about people till after they're dead. And we tell them the truth about the impact in their life, or how they've blessed us, or any of these things, how special they are. And when I lost my great grandmother when I was in grade 8, it was the first time that I ever thought about, I don't want every nice word I say to somebody or to let them know the impact and value they had in my life be after they die. And I got to see that with Bill, is that his, all of his boys that he's mentored were there. His pastor from Florida was there when we were in Canada and did our last time in Canada. A lot of the Canadian leaders that he's known and loved and kind of poured into and mentored were there. And so we all got to just say thank you and to really honor him and honor what the Lord has done through him. And it was great. So that's kind of the, in a roundabout, not in a roundabout, that's everything going on without going too deep into everything going on.
Yeah. Just, and it's just a few things.
Yeah, just a few.
It's not a whole lot.
And there's more to come. Yeah.
The Arctic, let's just talk about that again. So, mm-hmm. And I can't remember if we talked about this or if I had gone with you when we did your original episode, but friends, I got to experience Now Yet with Jacob the first time and then got another opportunity to go up there. And mm-hmm. it's amazing how God moves your heart, right? Because I fell in love with the community, with the people. With life and the current ministry with Disciple of City, I'm just not able to commit to the time that
right.
your ministry, you know, would require for that. But that being said, I'm still in touch with some mm-hmm. people in the community on the reg, yeah. as they say. Tell us, I know you alluded to some teams going up there, but
yeah.
what exactly are these teams doing in these communities right now?
Great question. It was actually funny while we were here at this Behold conference, I met this guy, Taunt. And I don't know if you remember this, the two little girls that we met the first time you and I went up to Now Yet together, the one girl couldn't say your name and yeah. she kept calling you Taunt. And so I think it was Danny Mackay was like, you got to meet this Ton guy. And I was like, oh, Todd, you mean Todd? And he's like, no, Ton. And I was like, yeah, Todd. And so I just, because that was my only experience with Ton. So anyways, it was precious. Those girls were amazing and just really beautiful. But our teams, the first kind of couple of years that they went in were very much like evaluating, assessing, how do we best serve the community? Right? Because each community has different needs. Each community has different problems. Just like in the South, every city has their own issues, right? Like Peterborough at one point, I don't know if it still is, was the death from drug overdose capital of Canada, right? And that's the biggest problem that was going on in the country was right here when it came to drug overdose. And so it's the same up north. So our teams and our leaders have kind of spent time looking at what's the issues that we can kind of help with and how can we help that? So my wife goes up to Kingite, Nunavut, which is just on the east coast, north of northern Quebec. And there, they lost two of their churches to a fire. An arsonist burned them down, and they've got one church now. So three church congregations trying to work together. And so her vision and her goal is to work with the leaders, kind of do apostolic work, to equip, train, and help build unity. And then the teams that she's bringing are working on outreach and ministering to the young ones, the young people. So Julia gets to function in her gift, working with leaders. And our teams get to work at doing the outreaches and the community events. And what we're seeing there is great unity and peace that's actually come upon the entire town. That's what the locals are saying. That's not what we're saying. Kate and Jen Klusterman, good friends of ours, they went into a place called Arvien. And their needs are very different. A lot of believers in that community and a lot of good believers. And so they're helping them learn how to do discipleship. And they've been working with their young adults on how to build discipleship movements, essentially. And they also brought in this guy, Anthony Lee. He'd be great for your podcast. I don't know if you've...
He's been on the podcast.
Okay, great.
Thanks for listening.
No problem. And I feel called out. Sorry. anyways, he came and he would stand out. You know, he's 6'9", a black guy and a bunch of, you know, short Inuit. It really stands out, but they just did phenomenal. The way that they were able to minister to the kids at the school, the huge open door that none of our other teams have had because he came with basketball and rap and used those as a gateway to share the gospel in the schools.
Yeah, so
and so a bunch of kids got touched and saved and were able to hear the gospel through that. James Park, another friend of the ministry, I know he's been on here.
Yes, he has. Good,
and
recovery.
And my, thank you. And my father.
What's up, guys?
Hey, look who it is.
Hey. Hey, I'm on the Toddcast.
We were just talking about you.
Todd always says then I don't bring him anything in his... So here's a double-double, bud.
Thank you.
Here.
Thank you. This is a... Oh, some mints and coffee and...
Here's some gum wrappers.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, this man.
Fantastic. Wow, bro, what a pleasant surprise.
That's...
Ooh, I've never been given coffee on the Toddcast from Adam.
I've heard
from you.
Guys, just keep doing your thing here. This is really good.
This is really good. So anyways, we've James Park and the community that they're going to is totally different. No evangelical churches, no church movements, nothing. And so now we're trying to develop an outreach to help build an entire church that doesn't exist. Yeah, so each community is very different.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
This won't distract me at all. I've been doing this long enough to roll with this. And friends, if you're listening, you won't be seeing this, but if you're watching this on YouTube, the only reason this is allowed to be happening and not be edited out is because this is the executive director of the ministry. So,
yeah.
It's allowed. It's allowed.
He's a gem, though, so at least he's a good one, a good guy.
Adam has actually, you know, this is actually a good point, is that Adam originally went up to Nowyet with, I believe it was Nowyet, or maybe it was King 8 with you and Bill.
It was King 8, yeah.
When Disciple of City started to partner with
BPEA. Yeah. Back when it was still BPEA.
Yeah. So that was the beginning.
It was.
Changing trip.
We went swimming in the Arctic Ocean on that trip, something that the locals don't do because they said the krill will swim up your pants.
And the interesting thing is that you took Adam there in June.
Yeah.
And you took me there in January or something.
It was February and it was cold.
It was a little bit cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The picture that I share with people to try and understand a little bit. I don't know if you remember the woman that came out of the, what was it? The Northern store. She had her jacket undone. You and me have got like balaclavas, hats, mitts, coats. Like we're done up. It's minus 35. This woman's got her jacket undone, a t-shirt underneath. She's missing a tooth and a cigarette's just hanging out of it. Bombing along on a four-wheeler. Yeah. And I was like, this is the very, very big difference between the locals and us.
Yeah. Totally climatized.
Yeah.
Like us. There's a lot of treats here, Adam.
Well, you're welcome.
I recall the afternoon session saying exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ask, think, or imagine. So you just thought you were going to get a coffee, but
yeah,
but so many snacks.
So much more. Lord provides. Thank you. Thank you for that.
The Toddcast is just such an important ministry. I just had to come break bread with the wonderful Jacob Walda.
We actually really appreciate that. Do you have a question? Do you have a question for Jacob, Adam? You could speak into the mic would help.
Yeah, Jacob, my question is, what do you see God doing and calling you in the next season of ministry?
What a wonderful question. Several things. Three, to be specific.
Okay.
Number one, I had a board member, and he's my, I would say, like, personal life mentor, right? So Bill's my mentor when it comes to ministry and a lot of other areas. He's the guy that's like, how's your soul? How's your time with Jesus? And he's 80 as well. And so he sits on our board, Robert Norcross, and great man. And so he and I were talking. He said, did you ever consider intercession to be a part of your ministry? And I had said, I never really had, but I've seen such great fruit in my time in my prayer shed, whether it was getting vision, whether it was seeing breakthrough, whether it was, you know, stuff going on with the girls and everything back home. That I was like, yeah, this needs to be an incorporated part into the ministry. And not just for my private time, but for our nation. And so I feel that this coming new year is going to be, that's one thing that absolutely we're going to start adding, is a place of intercession for our partners, including our partner ministries that we work with, like you guys, as well as the partners of our ministry who give and, you know, they don't just give and get nothing back. We really try to pour into them. And then the second thing is, I've talked about it publicly on the 700 Club, so I have to do it actually when we did the evangelism thing together. Okay. I've never finished it, but I'm in the middle of it. It's this idea called 40 Days of Evangelism, and it's a 40-day process of going from pretty much not sharing. Like if anyone's never shared the gospel before, I want to take them through a journey in 40 days where they would feel confident and good to share the gospel with anybody. And so like day one is like, just tell one person Jesus loves them. Could be someone you know or don't know. Make it really simple. And then from there, grow it, develop it. And so I want to put it online and make it part of a journey that people can go on. And by the end of it, just like you guys have the 100K, you can track who you've shared with, who got healed. We would be able to do that, knowing that if you go through this 40-day process, this is how many people are going to get touched or have a conversation. This is how many people will hear the gospel. And this is how many potential people could be ministered to through it. And then the third one is, I'd mentioned already, but we're looking at going onto television and kind of opening that door. And I know a lot of people have asked me, why are you going to TV? Isn't that what old people watch? And that's exactly why I want to go there. There's no young faces going on television and telling older people what's happening. And they need to know what's going on among the young people. But I also love ministering to older people. As much as I love ministering to young adults and youth and young people, I love ministering to older people because they have needs and they have issues and they need miracles in their life too. Yeah. Amen. So there you go.
That's awesome.
Those were very good answers.
Thank you. I've been up all night taking notes, preparing.
Very, very good. Very good, Jacob. We can't leave because the show's about to end.
Oh, right now?
Well, just about. Just about.
Short show today.
Yeah, short show today. And we got Jacob needs to eat and stuff. Jacob, when are you planning? I know you don't want to say too much about the show or whatever, but when are you looking to launch your TV show?
Hoping to in June, kind of in the middle of the year, and give it some time. We've got a great editor. He's out in BC. And so it means lots of flights, travel, and things like that. So we're hoping to have a bunch of shows done, but the open door is through Brother Copeland. And so I have to present to him a pilot to see if he likes it in order for us to go on to television. And so that's the next step for us. So if whoever's listening, if you guys can be praying for that, that'd be great that we just have favor. Cause that's kind of the door that needs to be opened next in order for us to do that. Yeah.
Awesome. Adam.
Yes, Todd.
Would you like to ask the final question? This, you have to allow the Holy Spirit to work in you and ask the final question for Jacob. It's part of the Toddcast if you listen to the show.
Yep, I can do that. All right. Here's my final question for you, Jacob. If you could pull back all of the ministry initiatives and all the activities, invites, all that kind of stuff, what is that like your heart? Like, if you could distill your calling, why God put you specifically on the planet to do, what is that thing?
A handful of things come to mind, but I'll go with four. Yeah. I had a vision a few years ago, maybe a year and a half ago even, where I saw three file folders in front of my face, you know, those yellow envelopes. And on them were three messages that I have felt are very dear to my heart. Yeah. One was love, one was the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and one was prosperity.
Yeah, come on.
And I feel like those are three kind of the core things that I was put here to share. And the last one is maybe more recent, but definitely in the last couple of years, is adoption. Mm-hmm. You know, my wife and I, we've started the adoption process, and it's quite a long one. It's quite lengthy, with no particular child or baby in mind, but, we actually really believe that if we're going to be a part of seeing the change in abortion in Canada, it means that we actually have to provide an on-ramp and a way for families who want to abort but would keep their child to adopt or give their child away. So if we're saying as Christians, life is really valuable, then we want to, and there is nothing that we've currently found that really help families get into the adoption thing. And so that's kind of recent, but obviously you guys know like private stuff that's going on with our family around adoption. And so those would kind of be at the core of it: adoption, love, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and prosperity are kind of the core of what I think God's put me here to do.
It's a good answer. Mm. Very good answer. Did that suffice, Todd?
That sufficed, Adam. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jacob, thank you so much for taking some time to share where you guys are at today. Hmm. You as a family and as a ministry, really appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's been a joy. I love you. I love the Toddcast. Thank you.
Look forward to traveling again to the Arctic too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Adam.
Always happy to be here, Todd, as your co-host.
Awesome. Friends, Timothy Generation, as always, you can find these things in the description for the Timothy Generation. Check out the Timothy podcast and see what Jacob, and you can go back again. We said it at the beginning, what episode he was, to hear his story and how that all started in ministry for him. And also Bill Prankard, too. You can hear his testimony, as mentioned at the beginning of the show. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.